all the different midais without machaveray, which is the easiest to speak about? And question number two, of all the midais, which is the hardest to speak about? Which is the hardest to understand? I would answer, the answer to both is the midah hakaras hatayiv. You wonder, how is it possible? It's the easiest and it's the hardest midah to speak about. It's the easiest midah because the Torah in so many places, Chazal in so many places, speak about the greatness of this midah. Chatzul Levenstein, Zuchayna Levracha, once said over the Shem, the Rambam, the Torah in 48 places mentions the midah of Hakaras HaTov. And his Talmidim made a cheshbon and he found 48 places in Torah HaKadosha that speaks about Hakaras HaTov. We had the time, we would go through each and every one of them, but isn't that itself a tremendous historis? What it means, the midah of Hakaras HaTov. But just to mention a few, you start learning the Torah in Bereishis, Beis, Hey, Adam, Ayin, Lavedes, Adama. The Rashi quoting Chazal, there wasn't any rain because there wasn't a person that was Makir Toiv in Geshamim. Rashi saying a very different insight. We think you have something good, you have to be Makir Toiv. Chazal are saying there's only Toiv if there's a Karasa Toiv. Rashi in Brachas Lamed Hey says that's the Chiyuv of Birchas Hanenin, because in every Chut Atzair there has to be a Karas Atzair. Then you learn about Adam HaRishon, he did that terrible Chet. How did Chazal describe Adam HaRishon? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Hey Amud Beis, calls him a Kafri Toif, as if the worst thing to be is a Kafri Toif. That was Adam's Chet. The lesson of Chazal, Ein Lecha Kasa Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yaisa Mikriyas Taiva. The worst thing is to be a Kafri Taiv. And as you go on, you see, again, I'm just telling you a little bit of it. You learn Pashas Vayetze in Lamed Chav Gimel, Rashi quotes the Chazal, why did he call him Yosef? Asif Elikim Es Charpasi. The two things he was thanking Hashem, once he had a child, and also, if something breaks in the house, if someone ate it to ain him, she could blame her son. It's not my fault. As is a grashi. So I saw Blaine Hasman Taka learned from this. You see Hakaras HaTov on every kleinikite, and it's not but for Be'ela Falafim. Imagine the Hakaras HaTov for having a child, and also, there's another Maila, a kleinikite. You learn Parshas Vayeshev, Yankov says, Lechna Re'eh Yeshleim Achecha. So the Medrash in Pei Dalet Yud Gimel says, why? Why do you have to find out how the Tzoyin are doing? You have to be Makitoyf, the Tzoyin. And then you come to Bereis, the Shmais, a concept that's almost irrational. There's a Chiyav Hakaras HaTov to a Daimen. Who doesn't know Rashi quoting Chazal? Zayin Yotet, Moshe couldn't do Makas Dam and Makas Kinim because he had a Karas HaTov to the water, Karas HaTov to the ground. A Musig that's so strange, a Karas HaTov to a Daimim that doesn't understand and won't appreciate your Akara. And if you think this is Tama Guzma, it's a Gemara in Bava Kama, Dav Tadik Beis, Amit Beis, La Locha, and the Shita Mekubetes of Anart, to the Maisa Pella with the Rift. He didn't want to make a Din Torah about a merchat because he had a no. He had a Karas HaTov to a merchat based on this Chazal. Do you hear a Karas HaTov to a daimen? And then you go on, Moshe Rabbeinu was told by the Eibishter to take them out of Mitzrayim, and the Medrash, the Mavaldikim Medrash, Ayin Shom Bariches in Dalet Beis, Moshe says, I can't do it, I can't go, I have to first ask Rishus from Yisrael. Yisrael opened the door to his home to me. Hapaseyach pesach lechaveray nafsi chayev loy. And as the Mepharshim types nafsi, he's mechuyev mesiras nefesh because of a Karas HaTov. And the Mepharshim point out it's a davar nifla ma'ay. Moshe knew the tzaras that Klal Yisrael was suffering, and Moshe was told by the Eibishter, refuses and he ignores the Tzivi Hashem because he has a curse atoy to Yisrael. Nafsi chayiv loy. In Parshas Mishpatim, we see a double chiddush. Lakelef tashlicha noisei. So Rashi says, you have to have a curse. In Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikapeach tchar kol birya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kaviyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a curse atoyv to a kelef. Because the klavim didn't bark in Mitzrayim. We find Amenei Mayav can't come into Klal Yisrael. Freg the Ramban in Dvarim Chav Gimel Dalit. What did they do so bad? And why are they worse than the Mitzrayim that allowed to come after certain generations? Dr. Ramban, because Amenei Mayav didn't have a curse that tried to come to Klal Yisrael. Because of the chesed Avram did so many generations earlier. They weren't Makir Taif, they can't be in Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Ruchim in the Shmuzin in Aleph Chav Zayin points out all the riches Mitzrayim did is a halvatzara. But Amen and Moya, they felt their Makaris HaTayif, you can't be a Yid. The very essence, the Mahus of a Yid is Makaris HaTayif. And probably the biggest plea of them all, the Pasuk like Sasai of Mitzri, you can't hate a Mitzri, and Rashi points out, Mikol v'kol, no sinner to Mitzrayim, ki gera yisi ba'artza. So Rashi, aye, they did the tzaris of so many years, they threw your children into the Nile, they built your children into the walls, but you had an achsanya b'shasat chak, you lived by them. Imagine someone tell you, you have to have a curse that tell you to Nazi Germany. Because you live there. Akaris atoyv to Mitzrayim. How does the seichel understand that? And what Chesuav used to say, one of the Chachmei Umas Ha'olam said, this is one of the many places that is mukhach that toyer min ha-shamayim. Because no human seichel could have such a chiyuv. Like the sayiv Mitzri, it has to be God-given. That's what a guy understood. And then you go on again, this is just part of it, the Parashat Hazino, Moshe gives strong Musa to Klal Yisrael, and the crux of the Musa is, Am novel v'loy chacham, the grassy, the Ramban, the Sefornu, your kafri toiva. What's it? What's with this midav, a curse HaToiv, so much about it, the Chayiv HaSalavavim says, the whole Yisrael of Avodas Hashem is a curse HaToiv. So we could go on, but as you see, there's so much in Torah Chazal. So it's very easy to talk about a curse HaTayyib. But what makes it the most challenging, Mida, how do you understand it? Why is it so important for Avodas Hashem? Why is it that you only have good if you're Makir Tayyib? How do you understand even to a Kelev, to a Doimim, to a Mitzrayim, that makes an Amon or Moyev can't enter Klal Yisrael? Obviously, it's a lot more than just saying thank you or giving a nice bouquet of flowers. There's much more to Kfuyei Toiv than just Stam, not thanking Ein Lecha Kosher Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I would like to try today to scratch the surface to begin to understand why this Midah Karas HaToiv, as Chazal called the Klil HaMailis, the Yesoides HaAdam, and hopefully more important, how this affects day-to-day living, how a Karas HaToiv, if we understand it, can make a change in our lives on a practical level in day-to-day living. I just saw Maisa, it's definitely Bashert. If you think who said it and who was said about, you'll understand the godless of it. Tebel Yapian was zeichet to learn Kelem by the Alta. And he said he always wondered how the Altus Rebbetzin and the Eishes Chava was able to do all that she did. She ran the household, which in those days was an almost impossible task for a lady. And he couldn't understand, how did she do it? Run the yeshiva, the asakim. So he said, Azai, he always thought that maybe, Pashit, she has a husband, the God Lador, that's the way she has Kaya. But then he started eating in the house on Shabbat by the altar, and then he found out the secret. What was the secret? He noticed after the Alta made Hamoitzi on the Challah, and he swallowed, of course, he turned to the Rebbetzin and says, Azach Challah, I should really make a Bari Mina Mezainis. It's so tasty, it's so gismat, but I'm talking about Mizoinis. And then Rabbi Yatan said, that's how the Eishes Chava, the Altes Rebbetzin, was able to accomplish all that she accomplished. Because he noticed how the Alta complimented all that she did. You know who the Rebbe Lapian was? He's Malach Mimorim, Al Jungamando Zoichet Elio Anavi. And look what he understood. And who was he saying it about the Eishes Chaver? Because the Alta understood that a person, that Teva Adam, a person could do anything. A person could do so much if his work is appreciated. That makes all the efforts worthwhile, and that gives unlimited strength when someone knows he's working for a tachlis and his work is appreciated. We mentioned the other week, the Chazal, that Pisaim and Ramses, what Klai Yisrael put in so much time and effort, never lasted. Peter Haim, the Medrash says, as soon as they built it, there was an earthquake, and the whole building crumbled and shattered into the ground. So Rapam Zichron Levracha asked, what was the Mitzrayim's logic? Why did they make them work a nice build, a nice city, a nice building? Why did they make them work things that didn't last and was destroyed in front of their own eyes? So he answered, that's the point. They didn't want Klai Yisrael to work. They wanted to torment and pain Klai Yisrael. And the biggest Akbas Nefesh a person could have, he's working without a Sipika Nefesh, without a sense of accomplishment. You know, I know a Frumma psychologist that once noticed a very disturbing trend. After Yom Tov, noticed there were two trends that you could see in mothers of large families. One group of mothers enjoyed the Yom Tov. It's so hard. There's children and grandchildren. They're baking and cooking the whole day. But they love the Yom Tov. We can't wait till the next Yom Tov. And then there's a distinct group of mothers in the same matziv. They don't enjoy the Yom Tov. They can't wait till it's over and they're back to normal life. And it's very upsetting. Basically, two of the both mothers in the same category, the same work, one enjoys it, and one finds it's an ordeal. So the person that was trained analytically, and actually interviewed the different mothers. The difference, Rabbi say, was those mothers that the children and grandchildren appreciated the work, and expressed their gratitude, and acknowledged all the hard work, it was Taka Machaya. It was Taka Yom Tov. And those mothers that the family got used to it, the mother cooks, the mother bakes, the mother cleans, the mother washes, it was an ordeal. And I was thinking how painful that is. What a tragedy this is. Those closest to the mothers, their own family, husbands, children and grandchildren, make for their own mothers and avodas perach, that all the work is mamish an inoy. I remember seeing how true it was with the medrash, how megadol the Chazal, that what Pisaim and Ramses represent for us. The Rambam in Deyas Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, when he describes the mitzvah of Avos Yisroel, the first muscle he gives, lefikach tzarech l'sapa b'shvachay. Vos epes the Rambam, that's the first example he could give of Avos Yisroel, a compliment. Because the Rambam understood that what more important than anything for a person is to get complimented on their work. Look at this raya. Look at this group of mothers that all their work was aggravation because it was missing l'sapa b'shvachay, the akaras atoy. And maybe that's the shot in a frightening Zayakah, this in Vayikra, Memvav Beis, Kama de Uncha de Hai Barnash begin Mila Bisha. Just like as we know, there's an Einish for bad words, for Lashon Hara, for Achilles. Kach Zav to Zaya, Uncha begin Mila Tava de Kasi Liyade. There's an Einish for good words that you could say, Vyachal Amalei Veloi Malil. who could be zayich and understand the zayah akharis. Believe me, I mean, the pshat is, it's those words, it's those kind words, it's the akharis atayiv that makes the difference between a yomtiv or an ordeal or a tzar gedayla. It's those vasata b'shvachai that makes all the difference. Isn't that pshat in the Gemara and the Babasa that Tessa Medbeis? Hanaisen pruta la'ani mizbarach v'sheis brachas. You got six brachas. Hamifai says up to Gemara. You say kind words, and Tyson and myself explain he never has no money, so instead he gives nice words. Mizbarach b'yud aleph brachas. 11 brachas, almost twice the amount. What's the pshat? For words, you get twice the bracha? Because the rabbi say the yisayit is, words have twice the bracha of all the money in the world. Because the first expression of Ahavas Yisrael is L'sabba B'Shevachai. Chafetz Chaim was once a guest by someone, and he was talking about the food, how delicious this is, how the soup is delicious. And he noticed people were surprised. This is the Gadol Hador, the Rabbi Shel Yisrael. He's busy with the soup. So he says, why am I saying this? Because someone that worked hard. And I wanted to feel the gratitude I have, so I'm talking about this soup. And boy, see, that's the Musa Haskel, that's our Lachal Maisa in the Fikach Tzarech L'Sapa B'Shvachai. Isn't this one aspect of Akaras HaToiv that makes it the Klil HaMailis? Imagine someone works hard and you control their happiness. It's a few words that make all the difference. And I'll give you a muscle, the Kar of Ma'oi Belibi. I think it's another pshat in the Zoya Kaddish. Something that I'm convinced you won't understand fully, but you're still young, what can I do? You'll get older, you'll understand. Imagine what happened, used to happen in olden days. A child is born, the parents are very poor, they can't raise the child. So what they used to do from time to time, they would just abandon the child, leave it on a doorstep, knock on the door, run away, hope that the ones that open the door will tend to their child. And kachavi, a couple opens the door, they see a baby, a newborn, they have a house full of their own, but a Yiddish in the summer, they pick it up, they treat it, they as one of their own, for year after year, 15, 16 years go by, and one morning they wake up, the child is gone. Can you imagine the child is gone? No prior warning, no note, no letter, gone. Can you imagine the rishis, the achzarius? They treated you 15 years, b'chinam, you're not even the child. They just leave? No thank you, no nothing? But I ask you, Rabbi Yisrael, what's missing? You think it's just missing the thank you, the same thank you that you tell the bus driver when you get off the drive of the bus? It's missing something. The pain is so profound that you could take the neshama from that couple. They put in 15 years of haravanya and you just left. You didn't express akaras hatoyv. It's not just a thank you. You're taking that neshama from within. All the 15 years they look back was wasted years. What? For who? For what? For that child? No, I hope it's only a muscle, this story. But doesn't such a scene take place from time to time? Rav Volbin is safer right. And it's not his chiddush, it's free yedikah, but he brings it out very nicely. Ha-hoirim, Dr. Rav Volbin, parents by nature, re'evim u'te'evim, are starving and chalishing, la'zroch ha-shemesh me'eis b'neihem. Parents, all parents, are chalishing for some form of akaras hatoiv, of expressions of ahava, of yachas that a child is expected to have to a parent. And then he goes weiter. And again, this is based on Chazal. It's not just that the parents need akaras hatoiv. Habonim afheim hine bali batim al hireyim. Children are managers, are controllers on the lives of their parents. Why? If they don't show them this expression of gratitude for all the parents did, they're They put a choisech and a fela into the life of the parents. Umechabim ha'or zarua al chayayim. As if they extinguish the light of life from the parents. I could try to explain this to you, but you won't understand. You have to be a parent that is best defined, Amaleinu Elu Habanim. But understand that sometimes it's the lack of Akaras HaTov, it's the lack of Azrach HaShemesh, that is nothing less than Ritzicha. That nothing less than taking out the Or Zeruah and putting Chayshech Vafela in the lives of parents. Parents could be rich or poor, famous or not famous, chassiv or not chassiv, smart or not smart, but there's one thing that means everything in their lives, Amaleinu Elu Habanim. The guy in Mishle Yudal Yud Gimel writes a very startling statement, which is pasuk. He teaches a pasuk, which seems to imply that a person has no simcha in this world. Zot is goyin v'zelus ein katzay. She'ein la'odam ba'oylam azeh shum simcha. Why? Ki ma yesh la'odam simcha yoysa la'av libanim. What are the greatest simcha is it than children? V'tzar gidol banim kashim libanim. The aggravation that children cause sometimes takes away all the simcha, and therefore parents are left with nothing. Isn't that the mechabim or zaru al chayehem? The goyin could write that a parent has nothing without that azrach hashemesh. This appreciation of Boisai is not mere words; it's mamish the difference between chayim and ichayim. And maybe that's why the Chinuch of Mitzvah Lamed Gimel says the concept of Akaras HaTov is the mitzvah of Kibud Av. Be'emes Roy Lailati Lamkol Akavod V'chol Atayela Sheyachol, because they brought him into this world. V'gam Yavu Boy Kama Yegias B'Katnusay. And you'll ask me, why? Why is there such a chiyuv Kol Akavod V'chol Atayela? Because that's what parents do day and night. Winter and summer, when they feel good or when they're sick, when they're nervous, when they're not nervous, the money, the time, the effort, the harvanya, the mesiras nefesh, damim tarti masmi, parents put into children. And what do they need? And what do they expect? And what do they want? And what is what by them life itself? That occurs to tell you. Isn't that what the Zohar Kaddish meant? That when an oynish nifla for not saying those words, it's not just a mitzvah, a chesed. Sometimes it's chayim itself. And how about what we owe to Rebbeim? What the mishnah of Messiah Paskins, a Rebbe in a certain sense, is more than parents. Hey, may viu lechayelim haba. Rav Pam once told us a young couple got a wedding present of $100 from Moshe Feinstein. This goes back to the time that the regular present was $5. So 20 times the amount. So they were convinced that Rav Moshe made a mistake. Instead of writing 10, he wrote 100. So they called up Rav Moshe and saw the Gersiva made a tithe. The check is $100. So Rav Moshe started chuckling and says, "But hey, do you know whose einikel you are? You're the einikel of my Rebbe, Rav Pesach Pruskin. How much akaras hatov I have to my Rebbe, I should give you $100,000. But Nebuch, I don't have. So at least I gave you $100. Rav Moshe, the God Lazar, the Akaras HaTov, not to his Rebbe, to his Rebbe's Einikler. That's the Akaras HaTov to a Rebbe that brought a person to Olam Haba. We're not Mechayev that. But how about those words that sometimes are the chiyus of the Rebbe? Not that he needs your coverage, but he wants to know that he's working with a tachlis, that there's an accomplishment that sometimes makes all the difference in a Rebbe's life. I'm afraid to say this, but I'm afraid not to say this. If someone could leave a yeshiva after a zman, or leave camp at the end of the summer, and is not properly makir toiv to the Rebbe, that's what the Zohar Kaddish meant. Because that oynes is ein l'sayer. All he did for you, and you can't have the basic hakaras hatov. And I once thought maybe this is more chokhmah in the chokhmah that we see from Shlomo HaMelech. The pasuk in Mishlei, which has become the battle cry for that wonderful movement of Shmiras HaLashon, Mavet V'chayim B'yad Lashon. And of course the stress is, look at the korban, look at the havoc that words can wreak in a person's life. Mavet B'yad Lashon, and a person can almost hear Shlomo crying, Mavet B'yad Lashon Yidin, why don't you realize the Mavet in words? Why are you not careful with your words? But Leib Yomer is a different message that maybe is more important. Shlomo is crying with the same gevein and the same pain. He's crying, Chayim B'yad Lashon. Yidin, there's so much you could do with words. There's so much in Chayim B'yad Lashon. With parents, with Rabbeim, with a cook in a moisit, with a chava. There's so much chiyas you could do with words. Why aren't you taking advantage? What does it cost a few words? That's also Mavet, the lack of Chayim B'yad Lashon. Because that's the greatest form of Ahavas Yisrael, it's the Chayim B'yad Lashon. Maybe that's why Hakaras HaToiv is so important, to be an Adam L'Chaveri, because it's something that no money could buy. And a person says, what should I do? I'm shy by nature. So don't be shy. Realize that 48 times the Torah HaKadosha stresses even for a Daimim, even for a Mitzrayim, even for an Amoin. What about you with people that do so much for you? And Moshe Schwab used to say that if someone spoke to him and they weren't makir, they didn't thank him, he would call them back. Where's your Karas HaTzai? If you knew about Moshe Schwab, the tzaddik that he was the furthest from Ahavas HaKavod. So why did he call the person back? It was Ahavas Yisrael. The person was missing from one of the Yisoides HaAdam. You take someone's time and you're not makir your toys. He was teaching him the Klil HaMailus. Yes, we're all shy. But that's why a person has avoided Hashem to change Midas. This is certainly one chelik of it. The Bein Adam L'Chaveri that as we see, it's Chayim itself. But I see a different Nekuda. I know what Yid tells me, he always says it. I'm not supposed to be here today, he says. What's that? Many years ago, he was in a terrible accident. But even the policeman says, seeing you alive has to be the hand of God. Doesn't make sense. Mom, it's Nisim in a flight. And he always says, believe me, it was a very serious accident. It was a harrowing experience. He doesn't wish it on anybody. But in a certain sense, he says, it's the best thing that ever happened to me. Because he realizes how precious life is. He realizes how precious each new day, and how he cherishes each new moment, because this day wasn't supposed to be. If not for the Yad Hashem, there wouldn't be a new day. And every time he spends time with his children, he's able to shake a lulav and eat a piece of matzah. He's overcome with joy. Thank you, Rebbeinu Shlom, that I'm zeicha to this moment. And I'm a kanasa to you. Imagine living life that everything is so precious, every seder, and every shvuah, and every shir you hear, you feel, natalti yoise michelki. How that's mechayev of a person. Like the Gemara in Shabbos, Lama Gimel, Hoyel v'srachish nisa, ezel es iskan milsa. The Eibishter made me a nest. What am I doing to the Eibishter? And I would add, it's not only mechayev, but it's mechaya. It gives a chiyas, a geshmak. This is a matana. What am I doing with it? Imagine living a life that everything you have, you feel, is a matana. I know a Rosh Hashiva that says, he did so much and continues to do so much because he was a child during World War II and a million children didn't survive it. How he survived is nisim. Simcha Shevtzer, Chayil Baruch Hu, once told me he had a terrible heart attack, a massive heart attack. The doctor, after he recovered, couldn't believe it. And a Goyish doctor turns to him and says, Rabbi, you must have a mission on this world to accomplish so. if you were given a new life, there must be a purpose that you're continuing to live. And he told me, there's finest, a great state. If you have life, there's a purpose. If you have life, there's a mission. And I'm so mekana these people. Imagine you wake up every day and you look at life. I have a purpose. I have a mission. I have a matana. Natalti yoisa michelki. And then I start to think, but why shouldn't I think like that also? I wasn't Baruch Hashem in an accident or during a war or a heart attack or Chavon HaLitzlan. But isn't my life and isn't my health and isn't everything I have also a matana? The first thing a Yid says every day is Moida Ani Lefanecha, that I'm alive. Do you know that? The first thing a Yid says is Moida Karas Atayi for a new day. Every day we realize Natalti Yoysa Michelki. Moida Manachlach, three times a day we say it. For what? Chayenu, Nishmeisenu, Nisech Chayenu, Nishmeisenu, Nisecha, Nifleisecha, we're talking to Borei Olam who's MS, because the Yiddish folks understand that we're living with the matana called life, and every day and every nest and every moida ani is supposed to remind us no different than those people, thank you that I'm alive. But Pam Zechayin Uberach used to say, his lesson was, a mensch is the gresta bal choy, because he has life. From time to time we should stop and think, the Akaris HaToy for all that we have. You know, the Chofetz Chaim, I heard this from Pam Zechayin Uberach, had a minig, he would give himself mussar, he would scream at himself when no one was listening. And once they overheard him say, Yisrael Meya, what's the time in there? What's going to be with you? The Yevah said, Yevah Naschus, Shreiben HaMishnah Berurah, Shreiben HaChofetz Chaim, writing these Tzvarim, and what's the Tzvah given to Borei Olam the Tzvah? The Yevah gave you a Tzvah to write a HaChofetz Chaim, a Mishnah Berurah, and what did you give the Yevah? That's HaKoros HaToy, that's Moidani Lefanecha. I don't know about you, but if I would spend 22 years writing a Mishnah Berurah, I would expect something from the Eibishter. But that's not a Chofetz Chaim. But, you know, maybe we're not Chofetz Chaim. But why don't we stop and think, Baruch Hashem, I have life, I have health, I have parents that care about me, I have a yeshiva, I'm Zaycha Sifti, the Beis Hashem. Do you know, for everyone that's sitting here, Rachman of the Shlun, there's 100 Nishamites that don't know what an Aleph is. Yisvei Chayshach B'Zatamavis, day in, day out. And if we are Zaycha to be in Beis Hashem, there must be a mission, there must be a purpose, we must have a Shlicha to accomplish. From time to time, we have to make that Cheshbon. The Eibishter gave me so much, and what do I give the Eibishter? Like the Radak Taich is Ma'asiv L'Hashem, Kol Tag Molohi Olai. All what the Eibishter gave him, Haim Olai, L'Hashit Kineg, I have to pay back this enormous debt of gratitude that I have. Isn't this another Maila, another daily Bracha, a daily Aliyah of Akaris HaToy? That when you say Moida Ani in the morning, think what you have in a new day, and 100 others don't have. Isn't it Shad in the Chayvah Salavavais? He first says the Shad Yichud, which is the Messias Hashem, then the Shad Bechina of all the Tavis Eves he does for us, and then he has the Shad Avodas Alekim. You know why? Because that's the golden Derech of Avodas Hashem. Think what the Eveshta is, what the Eveshta gave you, and then a person should be sicker with Akaras HaToy. That's what Shad, what the Chayim Tavavis means. Avodas Hashem is based all on Akaras HaToy, of making the Cheshbon. The Eibishter gave me this and this. What am I giving back? But you know what the problem is? You know what the ruination of a person is? If he's not a Matir Toy, he's a Kofi Toy. You know what a Kofi Toy means? What do I have? Kofi. kaifa bika kafu. It's all the same lashon. Some use kaifa kafu. No health. Everybody has health. I mean, yeshiva. What's the big deal? A gadol once said, and it's so honest, American dar is best described as the kumpnich dar. Everything I have, kumpnich. You know how he knows? Because you hear a child or a Talmud complaining, I don't have this and this. And everything you do have, you thank me for. You would kumpnich. You complain what you don't have, and have it all you do have? No. In America, kumpnich. Everything kumpnich. If you don't give me this right or this marriage guy, it's a chesar. Think about that. But akaras atoy means makir, recognize, acknowledge, appreciate what you have. You know, imagine a person's ambitious, so I'm going to go for a long hike today. And he's walking in the sweltering heat. He's thirsty. And the guy opens his door and says, come inside, I'll give you a cup of water. I know you're religious, you don't drink, you don't mix. He opens the faucet, he puts it in a plastic cold cup, he gives you a cup of water. Cost him less than a penny. You're overwhelmed with akaras atoy for that guy that cost him less than a penny. You know why? Because he gave you something very valuable. And if the Eibishter gave us life and health and a family and the ability to learn Torah and accomplish the Torah, how could it be that we're not makir toy? How could it be we're not propelled into avodas Hashem because of akaras atoy? How is it less than the cup of water that the guy gave? It doesn't make sense. You know what the answer is? Because whatever I have, that's the kind to cook. But the guy to open his door and give me a drink of water, that's kubbinis. And that's why I think Ein Lecha Kasha, Yaisu Mirvei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Kriyas HaKadosh. How much the Eibishter gave us, how much we owe the Eibishter, we say it every Shabbos, and maybe we say it every day. I can never finish thanking Bari Olam. But you know what the problem is? It's a kumpnich. And that's the godless of Akaras HaToy. And that's why it's the Klil HaMailas. Realize what you have. A person should become Mesuga from Ahavas Hashem and a Chesed to do Ratzon Hashem if he thinks what the Eibishter gave him. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, when he looked at Klal Yisrael, the best word is Am Novel Kofri Toiv, because that is the ruination of a person. A person that has a Torah Toiv sees every Toiv, because there's a reason for that Toiv. This and this, all the Toivites add up and make you the greatest about Chayv in the world. And Lee Biyomi, that's why that's not in Rashi and Bereshit, and that's not in Rashi and Brachis. Every Toiva is a Mechayim. And if you're not going to do something with it, if there's no Atzar as a Toiv, so why do we have Toiv? We don't need Toiv. And that's why even to a Goymein, and even to a Mitzrayim, and even to a Kleinikite, Chaim Sulevitz in the Shmuz and Lamed Beis, says even a Grama you have to give a Atzaras HaToyv. I am Tzemet, and Merzik Arayim. Why? Because you're making a mistake. Akaras HaToyv is not only the Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi of thanking the other person, that's one part, but it's Bein Adam L'Mokoyim. It's recognizing that Akaras HaToyv and coming closer to the Shara of Avodas HaLekim. Akaras HaToyv was to make a chesed. The Eibishter gave me so much, and what am I doing? Besides Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi, it's Bein Adam L'Mokoyim. It's the glorious Star of an Adam Lamakim, Dr. Chayvus Alevavus. So who cares if it's a Dainim? And who cares if it's Mitzrayim? It's not for them. Rabbi Yair, it's for you. It's supposed to help you stay and feel a sense of mission, of responsibility. If only we would have the Akaras HaToyv to what we get, who knows what we could be. That's another reason I think why it's the Kul HaMailas. Not only Ben Adam L'Chavei, which is so important, but Ben Adam L'Atzman, Ben Adam L'Mokim. But maybe Tata is another Maila. Besides Ben Adam L'Chavei, besides Ben Adam L'Mokim, I think Hakaras HaToyv is the Klul HaMailas, because it's also the Yisoid of Ben Adam L'Atzman. The Goyin, that's the phrase the Goyin coined. It's the Yisoid that I see in Simchas Achayim, in happiness in life. Rabbi Yochum in the Smoozin in Gimel Lamed Dalet speaks about the Rashi in Sof Yisrael, how careful we have to be in someone else's feelings, Chavercha, how careful we have to be to show appreciation. And then he writes, and I'll read you the lesson. The greatest of farmers, Hayidua, used to come to the market and bring onions to sell to the Yidin. Rabbi Yochum said, in my Yisi bois, I wouldn't be embarrassed. I wouldn't be embarrassed. I would go and embrace them and greet them and thank them for bringing me onions. Of course, he's embarrassed. Imagine he goes over and hugs a farmer. But it's not that he's embarrassed. That's what he would do. Why? Look at the hana I have from the onion that he brings to me. And then he gives another muscle. Someone gave him gloves during a cold winter. The courage I thought I felt for those gloves, he couldn't put it in words. I don't know if you knew Rabbi Yochum Levavitz. I didn't, but I heard about him. He was miskadosh ma'od. Rabbi Yochum was not into onions, I can tell you that. But he was an ish emes. And if he said he would do this, he would do it. You know why? Because Rabbi Yochum was a makir toyev. He recognized every toy, big or small, is irrelevant. He wasn't a coffee toy. I paid for it. I didn't give it for free. But I have a toyva. And the God looked at that, you want to know? Because if for an onion, how much more so to the Rabbeinu Shlomo, to parents, to chaverim, to rabbeim? Rapam used to say the Gemara in Ksubas Kofheim Abay says a story. Amemo was once sitting by a din, Bezdin, and a feather flew on top of him, and someone picked it off and took it off. So Amemo saw that, I can't be a dayan anymore. You did me a favor. I'm going to need a Negev Adava. Took a feather off your jacket? That's a favor? Rapam used to say, you know why we don't stand this Gemara? Because we don't know what a curse of praise is. We know the feeling Chazal had for a kleinikai. And again I say, what's the pshat? Because he was makir the toiv, big or small. You know why it's so important? Because it's forget about the onions and the feathers, but look at a person's lifetime, all the chesed that he has, and all the atkava that he receives. But Nebuch, a person is not makir the toiv. And I think you'll ask me, but what's the pshat? What kind of mitzvah is thanking for the onions? I don't know. But you look at the veld that Rabbi Yochum lived in. Everything he saw made him happy. And he had such an overwhelming feeling of a karas hatayis for those onions. How much more for the Rabbeinu Shalom? You know, I know people, not Rabbi Yochum, but they're very grateful and very thankful people. They're the ones that ever notice everything and appreciate everything. They thank the cook in the yeshiva. They're the ones that thank the Baal Simcha for a beautiful simcha. And it becomes the best simcha. They thank each and every guest. I don't know the Olam Haba this person's going to have. But look at his Olam Haza. Things that people take for granted, he's overwhelmed with joy. Because he's Makir Toy. He's living in a world of constant Hatava. He thanks the bus driver, he thanks this, he thanks that. He's overwhelmed, he's always busy seeing toys. He's living in an olam of chesed. And that's the need of a karas hatoy. Two people are both, I've seen this hundreds of times. I've seen this in the yeshiva, in a camp, in the same matzit. And one is constantly thanking everybody for a wonderful zman. And the other person, the same matzit, look at this problem, and he's harping on the problem. I know the difference in Olam Haba between the two. I know the difference in Olam Haza. He's living in an Olam Chesed, and he's living in an Olam of Tainus. His mind is so busy with all the Tainus that he has. He has no time for Chesed, for seeing the Chesed. Isn't that the pshat of Akaras HaTayyip? And how important that is. Two people have to have parents that are giving their lives for them. And one's Makir Toyev. and not only Makir Toiv, but he feels, my parents do so much for me, what am I doing for them? The greatest chutz I can learn and steig in Harava. That's a bracha. Another person has the same matzah, the same devoted parents, with the whole same surroundings, and he has tainus. What's your tainus? No, they don't let me do this, they do this, they want this. Let's say you're right, Naniyah. But tainus samayim, the word, the earth to shake when a bracha gets out of his mouth, I have tainus on my parents. If you live 1,000 years, there won't be enough time in your lifetime to be makir toiv. And you have kindness? I once had that in makir toiv. In English say, I want to repay the goodness. But the chinuch uses makir toiv, not maslim toiv. Because a person can never repay parents. You can live 1,000 years, you can't repay them for the yegiyah. It's minimally, it's only makir recognized. And you are kindness? Even if you're right, where's that karas atoyim? Gevalt, look at the bracha bein adam la'atzmai. Two boys, two yungalites in the same matzah. One is an oilam of a chesed, living for parents, thanking parents, and one is for kindness. I don't know the gehenim, but look at the gehenim on this world he has. That's the bracha bein adam la'atzmai in karas atoyim. Two people can see the same thing, and one sees the toiv in it. He's makir, literally recognizes, acknowledges, appreciates. And one is in the horrible world of tekubnich. So if my parents don't do that, and everything else, tekubnich, do you blame him for being angry? But he's missing yisoid ha'odom. That's hakaras ha'toiv. The older bachim here, let me tell you very clearly, the yisoid of shalom bayis, of a happy marriage, is two words, hakaras atoiv. Because I tell you, in every marriage there are chesroinus, there are problems. So how do you live with problems? The answer is hakaras atoiv. To realize every day it's true, it's day in, day out, year after year. But don't ever take anything for granted. Be makir the toiv in the breakfast that you eat, in the supper you eat, in the laundry that's washed for you. Because it is toiv. If not, it's a kufri toiv in the worst way. Remember that Chazal saw in a feather a karas toiv. But the people that are living in Sekubnich Welt, see, whatever the wife does is nothing but destroyness. And again I say, I don't know the Gehenim of that person, but I see the Gehenim on this world. All the Taib, all the Chesed, doesn't mean anything to him because he got used to it. Hakaras HaTaib teaches to be Makir this Taib. And it could be, there will be Chesroinus, but look at the Milas. Isn't this the Pshat, like society of mystery? There's no greater Chesroin than a mystery. But look at the Eidelkeit, look at the Eugen of the Torah, look at all the Ra, don't be a Nar, look at the Toy, they gave you an Aftanya B'Shas Atchak, Gevald, look how many Chesroinus you have to overlook, but look deeper and deeper until you see the Toy, until you mark you the Toy. That's a Gevald, look how many Chesroinus you have to overlook, but look deeper and deeper until you see the Toy, until you mark you the Toy. That's a lesson mitad mechaveirei b'nis v'ishtai in all aspects of life. The society of mystery is a golden derech achayim to focus on the toiv and see the toiv in your chavrusa, in parents, in a wife, in rebbeim, in all the people you have to meet. Hakaras atoiv means seeing the toiv and not taking anything for granted. And maybe that's the pshat even to a doimim. It's not only for the other person, that's one aspect, but it's for you. The rock doesn't need a karas atoiv, you need it. Because or else you're seeing a toiv and you're not seeing makir. And that's wasted. Wasted yecholus, wasted happiness. And look at boys, just look. Look at what goes into this midah of a karas atoiv. First, the chesed you could do by another lechaveiros. The aliyah, the steigen that we could have, that should pervade every day of our lives. And the Bein Adam La'atzmai, the source of happiness. Isn't it the Klil HaMailis? Isn't it the Yisaitis HaAdam? But it all depends on being makir, daika, recognizing and not getting used to it. And not being a kafri tayv. A kafri tayv is the one that takes things for granted. Because that's the ruination of a person. That's the Bein Adam La'chaveyei, Bein Adam La'mokam, Bein Adam La'atzmai. There's so much chesed that's lost. There's so much atava that's lost if a person's a kafri tayv. There's so much staying that's lost because what am I gaining? And to be an adam la'atzma, that you lose, you could be happy. You could be like the person that's living in the oilam chesed. Why do you choose to live in the oilam of kindness? How you become about a makir tayv? The Chinuch writes the famous Yisoid, Adam Nifal Kefiku Loisa. In the Mesil Tisarim is lost in Chitzainis is Ma'oira Pneumius. You become something when you do something, even if you don't feel it. I think the same thing is true in Akarash HaTayv. How do you become a Makir Tayv? By being Makir Tayv, even if it's not deep, even if it's not with Hergish. But you'll be the one, big or small, to be Makir Tayv. To thank your parents, to thank your Rebbeim, to thank the cook, to thank the speaker, to thank the bus driver, the Baal Simcha, v'chulu, v'chulu. How do you become a Makir Tayv? I'll tell you. Use the awesome power of Chayim B'Yad Lashem. And the more Chitzainis, the more Pa'ulis we do, we see the bracha of Chitzainis Ma'ir Pneumius. But remember the terrible aschasa of a kafri tayv. He's only depriving himself and the world of so much. The bracha of makir tayv, the moida ani, I guess moida from Russian moida the knas. You have to be moida. What you're getting is so much chesed. How much we owe parents? How much we owe chaverim? How much we owe the rabbinic selves? For a feather, we have a karas tayv. How about a person all together? A yid is addressed about chay. We all want to stay in the Shara Avodas Elokim. Let's follow the eighth of the Chayvas HaLevavai. How is one growing Avodas Elokim? It's Akaras HaTayv. To live a life of being Makir Tayv. A life of Chesed, the Diba of Chayim B'Yad Lashin. And hopefully our lives will be a lifelong expression of like David HaMelech says, Mo Ashiv Lashem, Kol Tag Mulayhi Alayhi.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.